Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm a little bit, cautious about what I say because I'm not a medical expert. But to make a long story short, he was experiencing some discomfort when he was at the facility yesterday. And so we took him to the docs, and, you know, they're going through some procedures. He stayed overnight in the hospital. He has a lung situation that's being addressed. I think he has some testing and so forth ahead of him this afternoon, and that's all I know at this juncture. He and I communicated last night. He was comfortable. And that's all I have really at this point. His status for Monday night is really up in the air. I think what transpires this afternoon is going to provide more information for us. I just don't have a lot as I stand here today.
That was Mike Tomlin's initial update on TJ Watt. The second time he addressed it, he ruled him out immediately. This after JJ Watt sort of blew the whistle on this whole thing, saying it was a little dry needling, punctured lung. And then a partially collapsed lung. Mm. And when Tomlin addressed the media the second time, he ruled him out for the game. The Steelers clearly, Doran, were doing a lot of covering their asses.
Yeah.
Like when backpedal. We played that Tom Pelissero clip on Friday, like, oh, yeah, not expected to be serious. Probably not going to play Monday, but didn't really talk about the dry needling. And then JJ's like, yeah, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm betting TJ's pissed. Now, my guess, this is a guess, educated guess based on conversations we've had and just my understanding of the NFL, that might not be a team employee that was doing the dry needling.
That could be the case.
Either way, the Steelers did not want to admit any fault there.
Mm-hmm.
And a really scary situation for TJ. And it sounds like he's on the up and up, but he's at home resting and recovering. At least that was the last update that we got. But man, I don't know that he comes back this year. I don't know that he doesn't, but it seems like it's going to be longer than just a one-week thing, and I'm happy he's okay because, yikes.
Yeah, man, you know, to just try to take care of your body. And, like you said, it could be a team issue. It could be something where he went to the facility and a trainer, accidentally did that, or it could be one of his own people that he uses that he goes and gets. And all guys have their own people that they go get a massage by, or they go get dry needling, or IVs, things of that nature. So just hope that TJ is feeling better, but yeah, not a great situation. But you got tipped off a little bit last week about what it was, right?
Yeah,
some texters texted in, said that they knew the deal, and yeah, that's what it was. But next man up,
man, you got to go deep to get the lung, man.
I know,
you got to go deep. James Harrison was talking to Joe Hayden about it on his podcast, and he's like, it doesn't take much to get certified. He's like, when I have people do this or acupuncture, I need somebody who's been doing it for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And maybe it was. We all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the medical field, you make mistakes. If he's out for the remainder of the season because of this, head's going to roll. I don't know who's responsible for it, but it's something that should not have happened. Again, mistakes happen, but mistakes have consequences, too. Uh-huh. I do think we've discussed this, that they're in a better position to deal with the absence of T.J. Watt, but I'd still want him for a playoff game.
Yeah, I would want him, but it does beg the question that if they do win out and they win a playoff game without him,
then they didn't need his ass.
Right.
They didn't need to pay him the $40 million.
Right.
Well, part of it, too, man, is it's, yeah, the depth that they have behind him. And we're all enamored with Jack Sawyer. We like what Jack Sawyer has done. Herbig's an outstanding football player. But if he were having a Myles Garrett-like season, if he were having a typical T.J. Watt-like season, we would be having a different conversation,
yeah,
too.
Definitely.
Even with great depth behind him.
Yes.
We'd be saying, you can't afford to miss this guy. He just hasn't been as productive of a football player. And so you feel like you can get by at least a game or two without him. 412-928-9370. Texter, there was a report they think he'll be back next week. Yeah, we'll talk to Caboli about that. I think you got to be real careful.
I wouldn't play him next week. I mean, it's a game that you could afford to lose.
NFC game?
Yeah, no way.
I'm with you on that. Derek Harmon is going to play. He now has no injury designation. And as we've discussed ad nauseum, the Steelers with Derek Harmon, sixth best run defense in the NFL. Without him, they are the worst run defense in the NFL, giving up about 200 yards per game on the ground. And this just in with Miami. They've been winning all these games. Tua has not been the catalyst.
Mm-mm.
First of all, he can't win in the cold. But Tua has been throwing for like 150 yards per game in this winning streak. The Miami offense has the best explosive rush rate in the NFL. So they run the ball real well. You give them an inch, they'll take a mile. And it's not about whether or not Tua's going to beat you over the top. He's not. He hasn't been. He's kind of been a game manager
right
these last couple of weeks. 412-928-9370. That is the number. It's the injury report. Brought to you by Shenorovich, Shenorovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.